You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This motherfucker is on this land leg,
but the
y'all.
Trap is falling the fuck
the
apart.
The trap, man. Is open. Bruh. I said, Jesus, oh, we'll make a way.
Courtyard. Hey, I'm recording the 85 South show right now. These niggas don't believe I had a robot when I was a kid. Tell these niggas, bruh.
What's some of your favorite places you done been that you never thought you'd have fun in?
Man, everywhere. Being for the hood, shit, everywhere. Nigga, everywhere in New Play, boy.
Hey, bro, you remember when you was a kid being from the hood, just going anywhere.
Anything was fun, hell. Going to the stove, bud, all that shit. Boom, going to the stove, bud.
Nigga. When I think about it, as a kid, they really didn't even try to keep my generation off drugs. All we had was the DARE program. You just gonna dare us not to do drugs?
You remember that?
I dare you not to do drugs. That's it. That's the whole strategy. Y'all just gonna dare us not to do drugs. Wow. I was in Dayton this weekend. They got motherfucking drug addicts. I don't know what drug that is.
They K2 shit, bro.
Man,
that shit
motherfucker try to talk to you. They don't even open their mouth. I'm trying to get him, bro. Just help.
I even sat in the car. Oh, I begged to just even go in the store. I just want to go in the store. Oh, what's this?
Bitch, I got through finishing. Why not? They let you back on the show then.
Man, a little bit. A little bit.
And that show you came back, we shut that bitch D's out.
All the way.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the store.
You little brother, you think you just give me this little.
I just want to go to the store.
No, little brother, you're grabbing.
Get away from my car. I just want to go to the store.
There's nothing in there but a bunch of tears.
I got no info.
Hey, man. Joe, what is
that? Worse than any headphones.
Them motherfuckers is terrible. Blah.
What, them?
Mine's worse.
You can hear your recording off the live.
Oh, well, don't worry about them. I'm good.
Yeah. Y'all hold. Man, should we do the dates first?
Hey, so look, Fly, I tried to introduce this new segment called Bar for Bar. So
man, Chad just be at home, having make
yeah, I'm telling you, we ain't doing that shit, Chad.
We're not doing that.
Because our fans are big rap fans, and we just
Bro, I saw this girl doing split to your song. Did you saw
that? What song?
This thick-ass stripper girl.
Please show me. I need to see her. I need to see all the booty.
She was listening to your mixtape.
We won. They need to come on and send it to him. And them niggas ain't tell me back about the shoe, man. I said, what my other two pair? Niggas ain't even tell me back, man.
Who?
Man, you know, man.
Them boys.
Yeah, them boys, man.
Hold on, man.
Somebody. Oh, yeah, he did. He did hit me back. Somebody got you, man. I'll be back up tomorrow. I'll bring them with me. All right. All right, niggas.
Bruh, somebody damn sure sent me this video of this thick ass stripper. She was on this machine.
On the machine?
She her legs and make her do a split.
I need to see that. And I ain't bring no candy. Y'all niggas ain't got no candy? Ain't need be high, no candy.
No candy.
Y'all got something to drink?
I got some water. You want
water? No water.
Man, you don't drink shit there.
You got some water?
I got some water right here. Fuck out my bag, bro.
My yeah, boy.
So basically, I had to send you the video, but it was this thick ass stripper. She had this machine that she turned and make her do a split. And she was listening to your mixtape, and she was like, I think I need this machine to do my split. P.S. DC Young Flat mixtape, hard as hell.
Man, I need to see you. Hey, stripper bitch, if you out there stretching and doing splits again, send me that video. And I need to know what song.
She fine, bro.
What happened, Joe?
I'm just double checking to make sure.
That hey, real talk, that hood alone. Up under that jacket, it was hard for you to do this shit though for a minute, or what? I know, well, he had to break that shit.
Where that shit at?
Nigga, I had my hood on, nigga, I couldn't even do that shit. I was like, damn, this shit hurt.
That shit was on. Nah, it ain't on here no more. Somebody, it was on my comments, man. Somebody,
you know how that you be on Twitter disappear. Talking your shit too.
I was on Instagram. That's what a video was.
Like, I always count on your ass to be on Twitter. That should be hilarious.
Think my tweets are necessary for what's going on in America right now. You know, my voice is very needed for the streets.
Speaking
of the streets, we're going to Chicago November 18th. We're going to be at the Vic Theater. If you don't have your tickets, too late. Why we announcing this? This show is sold out, Chad. That is stupid.
Both of them. How
did you talk November about? 25th, we going to be in Mobile. That show sold out too, man.
Don't.
Man, okay.
Mobile.
Hey, but we will be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Time Union Theater December 6th.
Show
man,
where?
That show almost sold. I don't even
how
know
many
why.
Seats? How many seats on December? Jacksonville. Yeah, Jacksonville. A thousand.
This is a thousand. Come on, man. Washington, D.C., December 13th. We're at the Howard Theater. 85 South Show coming to your neighborhood.
The second show in Washington. The first show
Washington,
sold out.
All the shows
is
sold out.
600. Oh!
By the time you see this, the shows are going to be sold out. It's I don't crazy, know why we met.
Because I'm going to be there doing stand-up like a week before, and them showed out. Oh! We ain't playing. They coming to see me. A quadruple whammy. Man.
You know why, bro? You funny as hell. Everybody gotta come see you. The fuck is wrong with you, dog?
You ain't a good organ player if you don't rock like this.
We gotta go ahead and give them a heads up. This is a late night podcast session, bro.
Jesus, we make a way.
Yes, he
Joseph,
will.
Joseph, I'm gonna need you to sing. I said, Jesus.
We'll make a way. Yes,
you know, you go to them black churches with an organ singer. He the organ player and the singer. I said, Jesus. We'll make a way.
Hey, man.
I love black churches.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show. This is your grandmother's favorite podcast. Your auntie
yes,
Cook neck bones listening to this.
Yes, it is. Somebody just called the Holy Ghost. I know they did.
Hey, man, these microphones look dumb as hell.
I'm talking about this microphone is about to die.
This shit looks stupid.
This motherfucker is on this land leg,
but
y'all.
The trap is falling the fuck
the
apart.
The trap
man.
Is... Oh,
bruh.
I said, Jesus, we'll make a way.
Yes, he will.
Look, the church got a mixer. Hold up. I said, Jesus. We'll make a way.
Hey, man, we got to get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, I like the trap.
This is our last episode.
I feel like we can do shit like this somewhere.
We got to get the fuck out of here,
man. Yeah, we definitely got to get the hell out of here.
This is a farewell to the trap episode, bro.
Let's smoke a blunt. Farewell.
Man, roll up something, man. We got to get
the
fuck out of here, man.
Joe, roll the blunt. We got that old ass heater. Hey, show them the old ass heater.
We got space heater in this bitch.
We got the old ass heater from 1992.
Come on, man. This shit done heated up the mini trap house.
That motherfucker done heated up everybody's house.
That's how dope boys get a hole in their coat. They fall asleep too close to that space heater.
Let that motherfucker sit on your leg, but your whole leg on fire.
Hey, man, the world, speaking of on fire, California on fire like a motherfucker, man.
Listen here, man. I want to pray to all the families that done lost something, you know what I'm saying, out there to that fire. That shit, did you see that shit?
Bruh, Kanye West done hired him some private firefighters, bruh.
You believe that shit?
Hell no, I believe some niggas tricked him out the money. Like, yeah, yeah, we'll do it. $4,000 for everybody.
Oh, shit, I got water hole.
Your nigga gonna give us $4,000. Put some water in the yard. Well, yeah, yeah.
But they always.
We need some bottled water, Kanye.
But he always try to. They always try to make it seem like they there for the community after he done said that stupid ass shit.
Man, come
Nigga
on,
said
man.
Slavery was a choice. You know what? We'll make a way.
And he did.
Jesus.
He's a bad motherfucking organ player, bro. You one of the coldest organ players.
Hey, boy, I'm telling you.
Oh,
is this
man.
Shit working?
Yeah.
Man, no. Bro, this paper's stupid as shit. This shit say Saints pick up Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant tears Achilles first week of practice. That's what the fuck they get for waiting so long.
Hold on, wait a minute. Dez Bryant did what?
He tore his Achilles heel as soon as he signed with the Saints. That's what they get for waiting so long.
As soon as he signed with the Saints?
Motherfucker, he's been working out 11 months straight.
He got paid.
Hell yeah. They owe him something.
Hold on. So, Dez Bryant got traded to the Saints.
Yep.
Got hurt the first week.
Hell yeah.
The first day.
Yeah.
But he got paid.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I said, Jesus, we'll make a way.
Hey.
They got that check, man.
Hey, that's how they do it, bro.
Damn.
That's how they
getting
do
better,
it.
Man. But at least you can spend it getting better.
Hey, man. That's how God worked, though. He'll make somebody win in every bad situation.
That's fucked up.
Every
man.
Bad situation. And some
Saints is finna go stupid.
Come
too.
On, man.
That's all Drew Brees needs somebody to throw to.
But I ain't worried
that's
about
that's a bad
that.
Motherfucker, bruh, though. Even though I'm an Atlanta players. Nigga all day, Atlanta Falcons, you got to give credit when you do, man.
Drew Brees.
That nigga Drew Brees bad motherfucker.
Hey, he's a bad motherfucker.
That's a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Bro. I wish we had him.
Hey, man. I'm so over Matt Ryan, bro.
Anyway. Well, you don't even know who that is.
Bruh. Let Julio.
If he watch the show, look, I want to look you in your face. Nigga, you the fucker.
Bro, let Julio Jones play quarterback. Anybody, man. Anybody.
Put me at the quarterback.
Man, on some real shit, though, I want Quavo to play quarterback.
Why you playing? That nigga can throw.
Man, that nigga is amazing.
Put
Jacquees
out there. Shit.
No, don't
put
do
Birdman.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do either
Bird,
one of those. Don't do either one of those. Don't do either one of those. No.
He's somebody. Put Plies back there. He running off on the plug twice.
Come on, he can listen.
Maybe he got hit an audible or
Come
something.
On, man.
You know what? Jesus. We'll make a way, and he will.
Hey, man, what the hell wrong with you, dog? What the hell is wrong with you?
We got to put this on stage.
You want that? You going to play the keyboard?
I got to play the keyboard,
hey,
bro.
Man.
I got to have my drugs and everything. Hey, now, all that, that's like my tambourine right there.
Man, one day we're gonna put that in the budget. We're gonna have you. What else you can put?
It ain't too much of a budget. It don't need to be on.
Oh, I thought you wanted.
Yeah,
to
nah,
be on.
I need to do that. See, Jesus, we'll make a way.
Hey man, that shit gotta be on, man.
That's
fuck
it.
That. We gonna have that shit on.
That's it. Take
Wait till we
church.
Get a budget, bro. This is our last trap episode, man.
Can y'all believe this is the last trap? We're moving on to Big and Bang Thang. We got a big ass light though, like we sold.
Man.
This is a big ass movie light.
That light don't even.
I don't know where they stole it.
That ain't even a movie light, bro. That is a science lab light.
Listen, this light was used in Spider-Man 3. I'm telling you.
Man, the world is
niggas on the
up.
Wall.
They done fucked up another election in Florida, man. They gonna recount the votes that they didn't count. That's gonna act like they
what
count.
What about Georgia? Can we get a recount?
But they gonna have to do
Did
a recount,
Did we lose?
Too.
Did Stacey lose?
Nope, they doing the recount. They got a runoff.
They still count?
They counting votes.
They trying to get Stacey to a runoff.
Oh,
Florida
well.
Has to do
Florida fuck up every election. Bro.
So what happened? Oh, yeah, they always do.
Florida,
ever since the George Bush situation,
Florida,
they've been.
Georgia have two different election laws. Georgia's is if nobody gets 50% or more, it goes to a runoff to where we basically have to re-vote. Florida has a recount. If it gets within 0.5%, they have to restart the whole thing.
This shit rubbing.
Don't nobody give a damn. Jesus, we'll make a way.
Yes, he will.
It's important. It is important.
God is good.
It is, definitely. He always good.
All the time.
So did Stacey, okay, all that shit you just said, Chad, did Stacey win or lose?
No. They still counting.
Okay, so if it gets close enough.
I don't know what that mean. The computer count them anyway. The computer know who won.
It's a nigga there with a clicker. It's like, nah, we're going to let five of them go.
Damn it, stop talking. You messed me up.
I know I missed four.
What they're waiting on is absentee people that are Georgia residents that are out of state and then, like, you know, veterans and all those things.
Yeah. Absentee votes matter, too.
Okay.
I don't care what color your skin tone is.
Go up there and damn it, vote, because they always make it seem like this the last day, and then after the last day, they're like, yeah, you know you still can vote. Like, bitch, I thought yesterday was my last day. You made me rush down here. And I could have waited this weekend.
Much love to everybody who voted and kept that goof ass sticker trying to prove a point.
I did. That shit is. I'd be proud.
Man, they don't even switch the stickers up.
It's just Deb like, you voted, nigga.
It was a nigga at Greenbro selling that voted sticker. Dollar piece. Six for five.
I damn sure the boss saw because I damn sure voted. I paid somebody to cut.
Bro, you know what to scare the hell out of white people?
Yeah.
If all the dope boys just started showing up like they were going to vote. Just show up.
Just walk up.
Hell yeah, boy. What the fuck you talking about?
Let me feel that paper out. Where I feel it. Occupation, what they mean? How I'm occupied?
No, man. Hey, bro. Chilling.
Hey,
excuse me, man. What button I push for Stacey Abrams?
I don't got no pin number. I put that card in.
I don't care about all that other shit. I just came down here to vote for one person, man. Y'all can have all that old other shit.
They talking about
shit,
demo. What that demo shit is? But they know it's a mixtape on these
bitches. What club is that? Is that up 85?
I'm trying to play the song. Hey, bro, you got
bro,
demo
what
on
the
your
Democratic
shit?
Party going to be?
They talking about they got the repub in them.
Is it at the flame?
I don't know who this is.
Man.
They talking about somebody in the library. What that library person is?
Secretary of State. Which state, bro?
I'm trying to figure out who these folks
is. Why the state need a secretary?
Are you with the cleaning up the trash? I be cleaning my trash. Yeah, what they talking about? Sanitation?
Hey.
What is here?
Hey. Is this why I get to vote for the gay rights? Hello?
What this here right
here? Never mind. What you put?
I put everything.
Oh, I can't look at nobody else. My bad, man. Excuse me, you ain't got to holler at me.
What you mean I got to hurry up? I don't even know what this say. You going to help me?
Excuse me, ma'am. The machine messed up. It's stuck on one thing. I ain't pushed this.
Okay. See, I don't want to answer none of this. I just want to get to the governor part. I don't really care about none of that.
Hey, Joy Bush ain't on here, is he? Mm. I damn sure don't want to vote for his fuck ass again.
I'm going to hit this motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I wish Obama came right.
Hey, who this dude right here, bro?
What you voting for?
Man, stay on looking at my house, bro.
You tripping, man.
Bro, that's why they don't let hood nigga vote, bro.
Niggas be in there chilling like, bro. What you doing, man?
Cheating and everything.
Nigga, that hen shit.
Nigga be walking down talking to all the wrong. I believe I got them fur folk right.
Yeah, that shit was. Nigga acting like I get some tech.
Yeah,
I paid somebody to cut.
I believe I paid.
I paid somebody to cut.
Wasn't that shit kind of like a driving test a little bit?
Yeah, yeah. It was, cause at first, you know how like other shit, they be like, do you approve to make
who
a law?
Who
like,
you
I ain't
want to
be no bitch ass nigga, but like, bro, I'm making
who
a
you
law
for the treasury, bro. I ain't know who that was. I just picked whoever named Lil Black, so I picked Kimberly Johnson.
Nigga, I put whoever Democrat, nigga.
That's how I voted. Everybody
all
who
Democrat.
Named Lil Black, bro.
Every Democrat. Yeah. All the Jacksons, the Williams. All
bro,
the Democrats.
What you been up to, man?
I've been working. I've been Monday through Sunday. I've been serving these jokes. I've been serving jokes.
Oh, I thought you were serving. Now I've been serving jokes like a motherfucker, man. I'm tired as a motherfucking one leg
over. We just got through finishing. Why not? They let you back on the show then.
Man, a little bit.
And that show you came back, we shut that big D's out.
All the way. You know what? It's still down there.
Yep, still down there. They can't even get it.
Can't wait for that shit.
Mm-mm. That shit gonna be so cool.
They don't really want to see the dirty man come back like that.
You went nuts, though.
Man, you know.
You went crazy.
You know.
We're just working, man. We're just on tour.
Man, that shit crazy.
85 South Show tour. I own tour.
Man, that shit crazy.
We working movies and shit.
Bro, everywhere I go is one nigga. Man, I watch this shit every day, man.
I'm talking
y'all
about every day.
Crazy hell, boy. When you and goddamn DC, boy, goddamn in the trap, boy. Hey, boy, me and my girl, boy, we be sitting back, boy. Just, you know what I'm saying?
It's always nigga behind. Y'all niggas stupid.
Hey, boy, y'all niggas stupid.
Y'all niggas stupid.
Me and my girl just sit back and, you know, smoke some, watch that shit.
My father got Tourette. They be behind that. Hey, I'm like, that's the nigga that fuck with me.
Hey, on some real shit, boy. Y'all boy stupid as hell. Y'all motherfucker crazy. I might do the whole rest of the show talking like that nigga, just cause I know them nigga. Man, y'all nigga so goddamn stupid on that video.
It's a nigga in the kitchen right now listening to this shit cut up.
Hey, boy. Hey, come here to eat nigga. That's the nigga in the hood that tell you everything that happened while you were gone. Boy, where you was yesterday, boy? Boy, them hoes got the fight like hell out here yesterday, boy. You know goddamn Nikki on the street, right? So Nikki and Big Tasha get into it in the middle of the road. You know what I'm talking about? They fighting in the nightgown and everything. Boy, Big Nikki slam Tasha, right? Snatch your nightgown out, titties everywhere. Long time out, they in the street fighting like grown ain't me. I'm talking about boop, boop. Boot, yeah. But Tasha right there with her hand on. She fucked around and jumped back naked and grabbed that bitch and fook it.
Damn, she fluke it,
bitch. Third that bitch on everything. Boy, I'm standing right there the whole time like, buddy, whole fight like hell.
Ain't nobody record that bitch.
Man, I was the only one that said my phone fucked up, bro. Swear to God, I'm the only one seen that shit, boy. Boy, that shit crazy as fuck, boy. Damn, I wish your ass was out here, boy.
Damn.
Boy, you would have loved that. Boy, them whole fight like hell. Pow, pow. What? Shit, thumping at these bitches. What? I'm talking about straight up brawling like on some, like, bitch, what's up type shit.
Yeah.
Hell, yo. But that shit had me fucked up because I was like, God damn, I don't know about, who gon' I ain't finna break them big ass hoes up, bro. Big water buffalo ass, bitch. I ain't got time for that fuck shit, bro. That nigga in every hood, though.
Ain't y'all ever for some weed at the end?
Man, you ain't got no spleen smoking on that nigga. You gonna be here for, and y'all in LA gonna come back and smoke. I'm finna run up here and got them. My partner finna bring me some. I smoke with you.
Yeah.
You guys with you?
Yeah.
All right, man, I'll be right back.
Nigga be waiting on a nigga, too.
Nigga come back 6 hours later with one blunt.
Been smoked it, though. It had
it little. It little.
It halfway gone.
I had some more weed, but my little bitch head came through that. You know what I'm saying?
She just dropped me out.
We blew about three of them. I fell asleep on her. She wanted to fuck, but I was like, gone. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Real nigga shit, that's just how that be, though. You know? Hey, every hood got that capping ass nigga.
Everybody, bro.
That nigga be capping like hell, shit.
Nobody want to hear that bullshit.
You know, God, you know, every time I come out, you know. Because, you know, hey, niggas, you smoke one blunt with a nigga, he go back in the hood. This is the story you tell, nigga, when you leave. You know, DC came to the city just to fuck with me. You know what I'm talking about? We sitting back blowing big boy gas all night. You know what I'm talking about? We smoking rapper weed and shit. You know what I'm saying? We had bitches and some more shit. But, you know, you just a real nigga like that. You know what I'm saying? He fuck with me too, bro. He said we're going to do some music.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, nigga said we're going to do some music, man. That nigga, I played on some beats and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You, well, you big boy, boy, we blowing big boy gas all night, you know what I'm saying? On him, you know what I'm saying? Bro, really fuck, ain't charging no, you know what I'm saying? Everything paid for, just like that.
No, you try to stop yourself from choking. Oh, boy, that was good.
Shit. What y'all boy about to do, man? Y'all just, y'all
that
just
nigga stupid,
though,
man. Bleaky, bang, about that break, don't beat. Hold up, man. What about that nigga that always wants somebody to fight, though? Like, every time somebody, ooh,
oh. Oh, that nigga talk slow, that nigga be like, shit, but y'all niggas ain't gonna scratch nothing, though.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna hit. Nah, it always a goofy nigga, but he know how to fight, though.
This
like, y'all niggas doing all that arguing, but ain't nobody gonna hit, though.
Hey, this how hood niggas start shit. Shit, I got them boxing gloves, boy. Y'all boy wanna do some shit.
I'm gonna tell you how you started fighting the hood.
There you go, right there.
I'm gonna tell you how you started fighting the hood. Nigga might walk up to you and be like, "Hey Joe, you'll be Chad ass if you want to fight you." You'll be like, "Hey, yeah." Then you go to Chad, you'll be like, "Hey Chad, hey, Chad. You'll be Joe ass if you want to fight you." And Chad will be like, "Hey, yeah." And then y'all nigga get to fight him. Be like, that nigga say he gonna beat
nigga
your ass.
Now nigga go back, nigga be like, "Chad, Joe said he'll
beat your ass." Now he beat Chad, so he'll beat your ass. Y'all need to find
that's the petty shit, man. This is the 85 South Show, though. This is definitely a show for petty people. We made a podcast for niggas who don't know what a podcast is. And now, those are the number one niggas watching podcasts. Look at us bringing the world together. Oh, my God. Are we good people or not? You know what I mean? The messages I've gotten from real official street niggas who are like, bro, the 85 South Show, now me and my baby mama back together because we fought with that.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Yup, it damn sure be like that, too.
That's how you know. We bringing the hood back together, bro. You seen how the live shows be. Everybody coming. White folks, gangsters, and the thugs, and babies. The auntie with the fat booty be at all the shows. Hugging everybody tight.
The auntie with the saggy booty.
Yeah.
Saggy booty, saggy titties. I'm talking about.
That ass look wet.
I'm talking about paper titty, paper towel titty having that.
Not paper
please,
towel.
Paper towel titty. Leave me alone, Charmin, please. Leave me alone. You know how when she hug you tight and she put her titties on you? Hey, baby.
I thought you like old women.
I do, but I don't like them. Like, I don't want you to fuck me as bad as I want to fuck you.
Oh, for real.
I want to fuck you. You feel me? But like, don't be like,
don't fuck
come here.
Chase up.
Yeah, don't be like, come here, baby. Like,
yeah,
don't.
They do make you kind of suspicious when they just give you some pussy. Like, well, I don't know about to really give away.
You know, them cougar, they don't shade. The one that want to fuck you, they don't shade. That pussy in there, you just got to find it.
I miss pussy with the hair on it. So sick of all this bald head pussy, because all the bald head pussy got a fucked up attitude.
That pussy down there, you just got to find it.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to find it. I want it to be right there in my face,
bring
ma'am.
Bring back pussy hair.
I don't want to go in the woods to find no coochie, ma'am.
Well, maybe we should switch bitches. You got all the pussy there, and I keep getting this all to you.
I need my coochie on the street. I don't need to go in the woods to find my coochie.
Mm-mm.
That's too much spin out.
Pussy, my,
put an afro on my pussy, cause that's what a nigga used to. So tired of this bald head pussy, cause that ain't what it do.
Now that skin, that ain't nothing wrong with little hair.
I miss pussy hair, bro.
I'm with pussy hair though, cause you an old nigga. You got a beard. You ain't tired of that hair shit.
Mm-mm. Pussy hair just make the pussy look just grown. The pussy look sophisticated, like the pussy been somewhere. Like pussy hair on the pussy make the pussy look like it's been around the world.
I feel like when you find the coochie and they got hair, it be like.
See, bald pussy, I feel like bald pussy, that's because it's been moving too much. Like, it's just been out in the streets too much.
It's walking all day. Yeah,
pussy, too many. That
bitch ain't got
busy.
No car. She
I
been
feel like
walking.
Bald head pussy is busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like pussy with the hair on it don't come outside that much.
Yeah, that right.
Mm-hmm.
They got thing to do.
Because it's a niche market. Everybody don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that. You know, pussy with the hair on it know that it ain't socially accepted. So it just be looking out the window and shit. Go check the mail every now and then. Walk to the porch.
They know when that hood nigga walk by, they coming outside all
right,
of a sudden.
Just don't be in the streets.
Natasha, you ain't came outside for all day.
Yeah, but I feel like bald head pussy, that be pussy that be twerking with the tongue out. To me, all that old goofy ass shit, you know.
She already know what going on there.
Yeah.
Bitch, move.
Right.
Yo, young ass.
I feel like pussy with the hell they got responsibility. Like, it got
they got bills.
Yeah, it got bills. Mm-hmm. You got to get up early.
Two kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they fuck with their baby daddy, but they do it when they want to.
Pussy with the hell they drive a van.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For it, focus.
And the dough is automatic, too. Hold up, baby. Don't tell that dough. Mm-hmm. Go back
one
by
one of the windows fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Which one, though?
That passenger window.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you know that one always fucked up. That front passenger.
They
round
on one donut too, and they keep hitting potholes.
I miss pussy hair. I miss it. I really do.
Mm.
Pussy hair has evaporated.
Okay, yeah, I be high.
85 motherfucking South Show.
We been working.
We about to leave the trap. This the last episode.
The last episode of the trap, man.
That's I'm going to miss this bitch, man.
I don't think this should be the last episode, man.
For a minute. We got to go somewhere else.
We can't familiar. Smoke it, bro. We are. You know how that shit be, bro. Got to keep going outside. And you know me, bro. I don't break the rule, bro.
Nah, no, man. I be high. I be thinking of stupid shit, dude.
Like, what you be thinking?
Like, Flat, what happened if you wash your feet with hand soap? I just think about dumb shit like that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about when your car say check engine light, right? But you ain't really gotta check the engine light.
Like what that mean? Like do I need to pop the hood and look at the engine?
Yeah, like what that are you just telling me like something in there? Is it a leaf or something?
Every time that shit
that don't comes, mean I'm finna go
I
fix
feel
it.
Like when the check engine light come on, you should at least pop the hood and jib up a cord or something.
I don't think you should touch.
Yeah.
I think you should ride until the motherfucker cut off.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what everybody do.
Mm-mm.
Everybody look at that dad boy just in case if a check engine light go on. I think that's a fear in everybody's car.
Anybody who ain't never had a car tell you, needing a ride is the loneliest feeling in the world.
It's the who?
The loneliest feeling in the world.
Yes. When you can't go nowhere, you always stuck.
The fucked up part is everybody that you with know you need a ride. So they try to leave at convenient times where they know you won't ask them. All right, man, I'm going to get the fuck out of here, man. Why you leaving so early? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go home and lay down, you know, for the traffic and shit. Which way you going? The long way, not your way. I'm not dropping you off on
foot. But then how a nigga who got the ride don't want to tell you which way he's going. He's like, which way you going? Shit, I'm finna go. Which way you going? You know, I got to go by 23rd. 23rd, you talking about... Nah, I ain't going that way. I'm going anyway right
ain't
now.
Ain't going that way.
Yeah, I can't. Once you tell a nigga where you going, he automatically going that way. Which way you going? I'm going down 23rd. But me too. What you going to say after me too? You got to come up with another lie right after me too. Think on your feet right now. If I need a ride and you say where I'm going, and I'm like, bro, you going to make it? Me too. Me too.
Mm-mm.
Me too.
I'm going.
Listen, look how quick you gotta be on your feet. Me too.
I'm going on the other side. I'm 285. Mabel's inside.
Dick in the clothes.
I ain't going that way though. I can't go that way. My license fucked up. I only can go 285.
That was a goal. See? Your license fucked up.
That's the best way to keep niggas out your car.
Boy, woo!
Hey man, I would take it, but my license fucked up, bro. I'm out here dirty hell.
Cause too deep is too much. When you a nigga, too deep is too much.
Hey man.
Your license fucked up. That was a goal.
You know, the best way to keep from getting pulled over, man, is to wash your car. That dramatic, you might laugh, but that's real as fuck, man.
Keep your car clean.
Keep your car organized, man. When your car clean, the police is not fucking with you. I promise you, that's on everything. Wash your car and clean the interior.
I try not to buy black cars.
It depends on what kind of car it is.
Like, for example, my BMW. I'm good in my neighborhood because everybody got a BMW, Mercedes, and all that. So I blend in. But when I'm on my 28th, I never done white folk. You know how the white folk looking at the nigga?
You know what?
Who this nigga know?
This is what I really learned.
When I'm in my BMW, but hey, hey, how are ya?
I pay attention though. I really learned this though. You got to get in the habit of driving slow as fuck and paying attention to all the shit. Cause once the police see this, you like even if you slipping a little bit, once you in the habit of driving like an old motherfucker, and you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Cause they like to duck off.
Or a motherfucker who used to have a lot of dope in the car.
Yeah, you gotta follow all traffic laws. You got to.
Nah, you talking about a nigga who's ride with illegal guns?
That's
and
what
shit.
I'm saying. If you
so
know
I
you,
got my, hey. I'm a nigga with a tattoo on my face. Got my seatbelt on.
If you know what I'm saying,
I got about 9 black and miles right. In the ashtray.
If you know
I ain't
you
smoking
dirty,
in the car.
You gotta be right if you dirty, especially if you dirty. You know you gotta act right if you dirty.
Nigga, I ain't riding with no hood. Nigga, I ain't
none
riding
of that.
With. But
take
I can't
that stupid ass hat off.
I can't ride with no hoodie, even with this on my head, bro.
Hey.
With that hood on your head, Chad, you can't drive with that hood on your head, Chad. Take that shit off.
But see, that's why the 85 South Show is important. Because don't nobody be telling, bro, turn that goddamn music
you
down.
You got to turn the music. I hear
turn
that.
Turn that goddamn music down.
You got to hear all you got to hear all that.
All of that.
You got to be able to hear.
Yeah, because nigga don't hear. Soon as you light the blunt, they been behind you.
Even if you borrow the music, all on, this man. Shit don't bother no motherfucking music.
Put the goddamn seatbelt
on. But you bobbing too, ain't nothing going on. You just like,
stop
man.
All that goddamn dancing.
Stop dancing, man.
Stop all that goddamn dancing,
you can't
man.
Do nothing as a black man.
Man, you can't do shit in the car. Be good. Nigga can't do shit but be
this
good.
This what niggas tell themselves as they drive every day. Now, you know you a black man in the society now. You better be good in that car. You better drive like you got some sense. I can't do this.
No. Sit your ass up.
Come and sign it.
It is not.
This is too much attention.
It is not.
I got to be like this at all times.
It is not 1982.
That's
you got
crazy,
to sit up.
Bro.
It's not 1989, bro.
That's crazy that we got to drive and think like that as a black man.
You got to act right.
You got to act right. Driving your own shit. Your car.
Man, why are these
you paid for?
Hey, man.
And you got to drive a certain way so you won't be fucked.
Nigga, stop skirting off and these little cute-ass cars, man. Honda Civics and shit.
I'm telling you, them electricity cars. You going to fuck up the whole electric side.
You in a girl car, man. You ain't going fast. Turn that little V6 off, my
and
nigga.
And your lift light on, too, nigga. So
come on, dog.
You still at work.
Come on, man. If it ain't your car, man, don't be out here acting like
he ain't work tripping, nigga. Nigga ain't work tripping.
Nigga in his girl car acting like he Dale Earnhardt Jr., man. Cut that bullshit
it's
out.
It's so stupid. You Dale Earnhardt Jr. You can't be a fifth if you already a junior. It's stupid.
Come on, you stupid.
I'm gonna call a nigga Dale Earnhardt Jr. the fifth.
Hey, man, I'm too high for this shit.
Hey, what's up, man? People have been asking me, what is the website that I can go to make bets online? And I'm telling you, it's MyBookie. Yeah, that's MyBookie. That's the site to hit. I'm telling you, bro. Post the link so they can know where to go to. They have live in-game betting, and they will match your first deposit 100% up to $1,000. Flip your money right out the gate. And for all you fantasy players, listen, you can even bet the over-under on how many points your fantasy player will score. Come on now, get in the game. Use our promo code 85SOUTH and get your first deposit match 100% up to $1,000. Tell them Carlos sent you when you get there. Promo code 85SOUTH. We'll see you guys later.
We geek.
We geek in this bitch. It's
that's
the trap.
Crazy. What happened when you in the trap? You ain't on the play, nigga. You sit. That's what this what goes on in the trap.
Hey, man.
You play video games, fuck hoes, and wait on plays.
That's it.
That's it?
That's all.
Oh, you gambling.
Bro, you ever missed the trap? You been successful about, you know, five, about slaying 5, 6, 7. Well, how many years? What's the run now?
I mean, since I started, it's just been a blessing.
You know saying, when you jump out here?
Shit, 2013.
So, shit, this going on 6 years
But for something like life changing, since 2015.
Okay.
3 years. All
right.
Life changing. All right. Well, I can't consider that life changing either, because life changing is when it happened. But for example, like, when the money starts, I'll be able to save and be like, all right. And all if right. I was a dope boy, I'd have been a goddamn.
What you miss about your about your old life, man?
Nothing. It was a fucking headache. Well, only thing I miss about, I don't miss it because I wouldn't be the man today if I'd be missing some shit. That, you know what I'm saying?
Did it scare you when you start receiving all the things you prayed for? I ain't gonna lie, this shit scared me a little bit.
It didn't scare me because everything still seems surreal, but. If you have the faith, if your faith is strong, it's like, okay, it's happening. And right. It's like, okay, now you got the willpower to do actually like what you've been praying for, like your good intentions.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, okay, you seeing God bless you now. What you going to do with your blessings? You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't perfect. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their ways. But what I do with my blessings, you know what I'm saying, is different. You like, okay. You got niggas out there that be tripping with their blessings. You know what I mean?
Talk about it.
You like, my nigga. Now, you can trip on some other shit. You can't trip with your blessings.
Trap church.
You gotta spread the love back. You feel me? I can go trip on a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But it's coming, my calling. It's
Brother
my
DC has brought up a very valid
So I got
point.
To keep giving y'all, I got to keep giving y'all the business.
You can't be tripping on your blessings.
Nah, but I don't need to trap like that, man. I don't cut what came with it. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm making good money. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, I wasn't no kingpin, but I was half a bag weed, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that was good little money. I could keep $300-$400 in my pocket. You feel me? But I don't miss that shit. Not miss being on the block like I was just gang shit. I do that every day. But I don't miss the running from the police and all that extra shit, looking on the back and. You're pounding some shit. Now you gotta go screen these niggas out and all that shit. I don't miss that shit, man. Hell no.
I understand if you don't miss the danger.
Oh, yeah. But what you mean? But now you... Well, you talking about the love in the hood, nigga? I'm still receiving that. Even everywhere we go, I got to go to the hood to feel that type of love. Bro. Now, you talking about shit like that? Hell yeah. I miss, like, good days in the hood. Put it like that. Like one of them good days, everybody outside, couple of dyke gang done went by, nigga done start barbecue. You might got one little argument, nigga done got slapped. All right, it cool, shit, it what it is. Right. But the day keep going on, you know what I'm saying? We laughing about it. You know, you know, little tail done got slapped, but you know, it is what it is. He still on the block like ain't that happened. Nigga just got slapped like an hour ago.
There ain't no love.
Like shit like that, I miss.
Ain't no love like the hood. It's like,
oh man, we had a some of my niggas shout the hood was so lit, it was like a fight. I know people like a fight, bro. It was like a fight every 3 days, bro. And it was like we would just be running from fights. Just... Nigga, all day just running up the hill to a fight, down the hill to a fight. Damn. And it was just lit. That something was lit.
Damn.
That something was lit. It was crazy. Cause like all the old head laughing and shit. When motherfuckers get to fight, they like, oh, look at these young niggas. Like this shit is hilarious to niggas. You feel right. me? But you know, it's just hood life.
Man, this year coming to a
that
close.
That shit be hilarious. Jays beating up dope dealers.
Damn. Okay. The Jays beat the dope dealers
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I said, we serving these niggas strength.
Damn, bro.
I'm giving this nigga the power shit. To walk my ass. I need to be taking some of that shit. These niggas out here fighting like something, man. I said, but these niggas out here rock ass.
Cracky is strong as a motherfucker. I remember I seen a nigga carry a whole dryer. Up about 4 flights of stairs by his damn self. For $4. Yeah, yeah.
I seen a Jay drag a motor nah, like nigga, it was a
nah,
dead body.
I remember that day this nigga had this little truck and he would do like odd jobs. Nigga stayed in my complex and he was like, hey man, can I pay you some money to help me move a couple of things at this house? And I was like, hell yeah. So the lady was like,
don't want this washer and dryer no more. You can have it. So she gave it to him, and we took it back, like, once we did the work or whatever. And then the other dude, like, his homeboy, he was like, hey, man, help me take this shit upstairs. He was like, hell no, I ain't helping you move shit, bro. If you don't want to be cool no more, I understand, but I ain't helping you move shit. I ain't no moving ass nigga, and I'm just not that type of nigga, bro. And if you take it the wrong way, then you were never my friend any fucking way.
You talking about you were never
this
my
true
friend.
Story. So he paid the crackhead $4 to take that shit all the way upstairs, man. Fuck, did it by itself. Like, you want some help? No. Back up. I got it.
Oh, I'll never forget. I paid the crackhead $15 clean my gutters.
Your gutters?
Well, nigga ain't had no ladder. That thing I know, that nigga was on my roof. I said, the fuck you get up? I said, bro, the fuck you get up there, bro? Hey, man. That nigga told me don't have no questions.
Nigga. Crackheads are fucking amazing.
Hey, that nigga know what quick.
Fix my car while the motherfucker was running.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, bro.
Never even turn my shit off.
These crackheads are sober. I have learned a lot from a crackhead, I'm telling you.
You know, people always make fun of crackheads, but don't nobody make fun enough of cokeheads. Because they try to sneak and act like you don't know they on coke.
On the powder.
Yeah.
Powderhead. Yeah, powderhead be trying to act normal, JK. But you do not. Powder, bro.
Why they think
listen,
they
can... bro. Oh,
look, can we say this
listen,
right quick?
Man.
If you own drugs, you not hiding it. We know. I don't know why y'all think y'all can hide a whole drug habit.
Now, don't get me wrong.
We know.
If you do the powder, that's just what you do, bro.
That's what you do.
But you got to understand.
We're not stupid.
You can't look at a crackhead and think like you know different.
No.
That's just like a nigga who smoke weed and eat weed. That nigga eat weed, but that nigga, he on the weed.
That's what it's like.
You snorting the same shit, dude.
Nigga, you don't die at crack.
Listen, bro. Same shit, bro.
You on crack with no sugar.
Yeah, you on gluten-free crack. You on that gluten-free. You on
that. I don't eat Frosted Flakes. Hey. I just eat the sugar out the bag.
Listen here, man. Same shit, man. I'm sorry. It's a party drug. I'm sad to say that you like to get on crack when you go to a party.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You and Jay. We laughing at you. They gonna be mad. They gonna be mad, bro. They drunk.
They like to get on crack when they pour it.
Oh.
Hey.
Y'all some junkies,
I'm
man.
I'm not saying you wrong, but telling you what you are. It's no different. It's no different.
You a junkie, too.
You a crackhead. Oh, man. You is stupid,
What's
bro.
What's wrong with y'all?
Y'all is crazy. Stop that shit, man.
Y'all J's, man.
I'm trying to say y'all. But I want you to look at us. Yeah, we laughing. I'm writing a book right now. It's called Laughing My Insecurities. Laugh that shit off. You know, you high hair right now. You was just scared 20 minutes ago because your heart would be fast on, as man. Hell. Stop that shit, man.
Out. I'm about to sit it down.
The weed is the healthiest thing out right now.
You a J. Stop snorting powder.
Stop that shit, man. We trying to save your ass. Fuck the bullshit. I'd rather you be here with us and laugh
was
with
fucked
us.
Up. We shouldn't have laughed at them.
Nah, that's fucking good, because some ain't laugh at us. Shit.
You think
fuck.
So?
Yeah, yeah. I always try to tell people, bro, it don't matter if you did powder or not, bro. You still a crackhead, bro. I don't give a fuck. It's just how you did. It's just like motherfuckers shoot the morphine, or when they do it on the spoon. The nigga still on the mill. Nah, I'm talking about morphine. Nigga still, they say that, that's the, what they call that shit? What's the drug terminology? This is just like meth, but they say they give them the morphine to calm them down so they won't have a withdrawal.
I don't know.
Somebody at home know the word right now.
I
forgot.
I don't
it ain't an antidote. It's some other shit. But yeah, they crackhead, bro.
Oh, okay.
You know. Hey. That's hilarious, bro.
I didn't choke laughing at this shit, man. That's fucked up.
I said, they like to turn the crack in when they go to the park.
They turn up too much.
Bro, people be tripping. Now, if you can hold your drug and don't nobody know, then that's the drug you supposed to be on. Hey, when niggas...
Let's talk about some other shit, bro.
I never real talk. If you on powder and don't know, then that you supposed to be on powder.
You need to let somebody know.
You the expert.
Bro, what if you pass out and we don't know what the fuck you on?
And then... We be like,
then we
but
try,
all, you got, we somebody got to know.
We thinking you on weed like us and you just sleep, but really you need medical attention.
But what if one person who know him and come, I'm like, bro, he on the powder, bro. And you like, no, he not. I'm like, trust me, yes, he is. Like, no, he's not. I'm like, yes, he is. Is there something you want to tell me? This man is on crack, sir.
He is on diet crack and y'all won't help him.
That ain't we want to save everybody. Man.
Everybody.
I'm glad I ain't. That's why I'm glad I wasn't born in the 70s, man.
When I think about it, as a kid, they really didn't even try to keep my generation off drugs. All we had was the DARE program. You just gonna dare us not to do drugs?
You remember that?
I dare you not to do drugs. That's it. That's all. That's the whole strategy. Y'all just gonna dare us not to do drugs? Wow. Okay. Who thought of this? That was the stupidest shit ever. Then they used to come to school every week and tell us how to do drugs.
Bro, you remember that zero
drug? Do you know
drug?
What this is, kids?
Zero drug program?
This is a lighter. If you're going to do drugs, you're going to need a good lighter. This is what crackheads use to light their crack. This is what heroin addicts use to cook their heroin. Most drug dealers sell lighters at their crack house. Do you know what a crack house is? That's where they cook and manufacture crack. So do you know how they do it? They take cocaine. Yes.
They really taught you.
Every week, they had a police officer come and tell us about all the drugs, how to cook heroin on a Coca-Cola can. He showed us everything. I know what barbiturates are, amphetamines.
For real.
Man, I've been knowing about drugs ever since the second grade. They've been daring me not to do drugs for that long.
Man, I'm glad I wasn't born in the
city. I dared them back. I did the drugs and dared them not to tell the police officer who told me how to do them.
We wouldn't be good crackhead, bro.
We definitely. That's why I ain't never did drugs.
You gotta understand how we is over the weed, bro.
The weed have me good.
We wouldn't be good crackheads.
I only do.
I know I done tripped out not by, because I ain't had no weed. And you have too.
I only smoke weed to help me deal with people. People get on my goddamn nerves. I'm real, like, I'm real irritable. You know what I'm saying?
But what if a crackhead feel the same way?
I don't know.
You know, I smoke crack just to deal with
crack. Make you social. Because you have to be around other crackites.
But they're crackites.
You know, they crackites. That's what I call them, the crackites.
But that's what I'm saying.
Because when you smoke crack, you just be like, aight, whatever. You
but I'm saying, though, they gotta hit the crack to get social.
Man,
to
crack,
deal with people.
Crack make you talk to people. Ooh, that motherfucker be hitting it. Wow, baby, that motherfucker make you take off. You're like a rocket. You understand? You be out of space, baby. Jamming on the rocket, man. Just call me the rocket man. Cause I'm on this motherfucker. You ain't never seen how they get off the crack, man. The motherfuckers just get geeking out.
On it, bro. Them niggas be like, on it.
Man, I seen the crack. Seen the crackhead hit some crack. He liked so much, he just made a bunch of sounds. He was like,
You ever seen that one crackhead that chump ladies off? But then be friends to dudes and shit. Shut up, bitch. Probably some chips. Hey, brother, you think you give me $2? You be like, nigga, I'm about to whoop your ass and talking to that later like that.
Man, I was in Dayton this weekend. They got motherfucking drug addicts. I don't know what drug that is.
That K2 shit, bro.
Man,
that shit
that motherfucker try to talk to you. They don't even open their mouth. Just a little help. Like, what drug is that? What you say you need? I mean, just come around and need a little help. Why you crying, white man? Because I need just a little help. I'm trying to get up there. Just a little help.
You talking about this little help?
That's how they sound. They always just need a little help. That's all homeless white people begging tactics. Excuse me, brother. You think you just give me a little help? Get the fuck out of my face, man.
Excuse me, brother.
I'm a vet out here, and I've been out here all night.
Bro, he talking about...
Just a little help.
That is hilarious.
They start crying and shit. My wife's over there in the car and my kids are in the car. We just need a little help. You need to go over there and be with them. You need to go get in the car with them. Cause they cold and you out here wasting my time asking for a little help. That's how they get down, man. That's not crack. Them drugs. Drugs make you need just a little help.
You talking about you need to go in the car with them.
You need to go get in the car with them. Cause they cold and they by themselves and they dead out here about you need just a little help. Fuck out of here, man.
That is hilarious, bro.
Leave me alone, bro.
That is hilarious.
You did a little help.
That is hilarious, bro.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Oh, man.
Chad, they done ran up on you, bro.
No, I seen it before.
Bro, that is hilarious.
They don't even open their mouth. Bro, you think you can give them just a little help? Bro, just give them a little help.
You
need to go get with your family. Go get with them.
That is hilarious.
Hey, man, this is the 85 South Show. This is a podcast for everybody. And they just live with
him. Hey, man. That was hilarious, bro.
Oh, my stomach, bro.
Man. That was hilarious.
Oh, my
you God. You told me I just
need a little help. Just nowhere. We was stuck up there.
my
family's over in the car. We just need just a little help. Just get up the street about 7 miles.
That is hilarious.
Man.
Oh, my God.
They always on the bullshit, man.
Oh, my stomach.
Tired of these drug addicts in every goddamn city you go to. I done seen some fuck shit. Seen a nigga living in a tree.
What happened?
Nigga was living in a tree.
Bullshit.
No, the nigga actually, it was a big ass, like, a big ass, you know, like on big ass trees that be like outside the hotel where you can actually, like, people go in them and, like, take pictures and shit. Yo. The nigga had a whole little setup in that bit. And he, like, he was trying to keep people from coming over there bad. He was talking shit through the bushes. He wouldn't come out the bushes. Like, get your ass with him over here. He was just talking shit. It was, man, I seen some strange homeless. I was in Chicago. One nigga had no shoes. He just had wrapped his feet up with a whole bunch of them, like, Walmart bags and shit.
Damn.
Homeless niggas out here.
I remember one time I seen a homeless nigga. It was in New York. We, you know, they traffic like a motherfucker. We get on the expressway.
Shit tickle my ear.
This nigga got his whole dick out.
No.
He got his whole dick out, peeing like a motherfucker. I just so happy to look. I'm like, oh, man. God damn.
Hey,
man. That ain't. Nigga ain't. But that when the nigga said, fuck your life, fuck my life, hey, fuck man. Everything. Move. Hey, nigga, like, I gotta pee and I ain't getting up, nigga. Here it is. Hey, I'm peeing on myself and on the ground.
Amen.
I said, man, it was a fountain, bro. The nigga just started.
Hey, man. That just reminded me of the old Uptown days where it was this homeless nigga. Somebody paid the nigga to wait till the show was over to just get naked when everybody came outside.
Hey, he was naked.
Just naked. Man, that shit, it was fucked up. Hell, it was bro. Fucked up. Ooh. But it was so funny, man. Oh, my God. These streets are raw, man. What's some of your favorite places you done been that you never thought you'd have fun in?
Man, everywhere. Being for the hood, shit, everywhere. Everywhere in New Play, boy.
Hey, ain't that... Hey, bro, you remember when you was a kid being from the hood, just going anywhere.
Anything was fun as hell. Going to the stove, bro. All that shit. We're going to the stove, bro. They put on your shoes.
Nigga.
Now, you don't even look forward to shit. Nigga, you can't
afford
nothing.
I'm so hood. I think I was raised on bags of chips, nigga. Going to the store and being able to get a bag of chips, nigga, that was the...
Hold on.
That was the end.
Going to the store, being able to get something you wanted.
Nigga.
Was a privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even sat in the car, or I begged to just even go in the store. I just wanted to go in the store. Oh, what's it? You feel? I feel a ugly ass nigga that cried too. Leave it alone. It's cool out here. I don't want to go in the stove. Everybody, you know my mama old, so she walking slow. I'll be out here all day. Like, get your slow ass in the stove, man.
Hey, man.
For real, bro.
Bro, I remember when, like, as a kid.
I just want to go to the dome. It hurt to cry, too.
Hey, man.
I just want to go to the dome.
Man.
I can't even go to the store, bro. I can't even get out of the car. Through the open door. Call my door. I don't want to go to the dome.
Nigga, that was the punishment, having to wait in the car. Oh, no.
What? Wait in the car, bro. These kids don't know nothing about
waiting
that,
in
bro.
The goddamn. You can't even do that no more. That's illegal.
Oh, my God.
They don't know nothing about that, Chad.
Nigga. Oh.
Then now I'm in the car to get who walk up on me. I need a little help. Ooh, get away from my car. I don't want to go to the store.
Brother. You think you just give me this little help?
I just want to go to the store.
No, little brother, you're grabbing.
Get away from my car. I just want to go to the store.
There's nothing in there but a bunch of tears, man. Just give me a little help.
I just want to go to the store.
I'm staying all in.
She only love me. Oh, love her no more.
I don't love her.
Who gonna see my daddy? Who gonna see my daddy? Who my daddy?
Get
daddy.
Ooh,
got
my daddy.
Daddy.
Ooh,
daddy.
Ooh,
even
daddy.
Hey, little buddy, don't cry. Don't cry, little
ooh,
buddy.
Ooh, my daddy.
Hey,
I
hey little buddy.
Him.
Little buddy.
Ooh, I can't stand her. Hey. Okay, I
don't
can't
cry,
stand
little
her.
Buddy. You'll be all right.
Ooh, I can't stand her.
Hey, when you finish crying, you think you just
oh, my daddy. Ooh, I can't stand her. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Are you crying, man? Damn.
But I used to be one of them painful ass niggas. Oh, I can't stand her. I'm gonna see my daddy.
The drug addict nigga ain't gonna give up.
Hey, little buddy, when you finish crying, you think you just give him a little help? Just trying to get
him. And you're going to
nigga, going to the store.
But they don't even remember
that's,
that.
That's them, like, but they don't even give a fuck with a hood chick. Like, anytime I'm fucking with a hood chick, that's the first thing I do, just to see how hood she really. I always stop by the store and just be like, you want some? Just to see what she say. If she don't want nothing, bring her back some Skittles.
Or a Snickers.
She getting a Snickers, a Skittles anyway.
She gonna, they Snickers always gonna go crazy.
Any hood be love Skittles, original kind too, or the purple bag. I always remember that.
They don't understand. He kid got a baby, bro. They don't know I'm going outside was the field trip.
Nigga.
What?
I was
the moment
running.
You get out the house and you get that outside air, it's on and popping.
Kids don't go outside no more. When I was a kid, I was running the whole enterprise outside.
Nigga, that's what my office was. I felt like I wasn't being the person I was supposed to be if I wasn't outside.
Oh, man.
I'm in the house. I'm
going
missing.
In the house was the punishment.
Going in the house, you missing out. Oh. Everything.
That was the ass whooping. Go in the house. What I do?
I just want to go to the store. I don't want to be outside.
Nigga.
It's 3:00 in the afternoon.
But the fucked up part about going in the house is you was going to ask to go outside 2 more times.
You come.
You wasn't just about to stay in?
First
hell
up,
no.
You
going
to ask to stay outside before you go in the house.
What?
I'm sorry. What did I do? I was already a kid and I already had to ask, what did I do? What did I do? You should have did that. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know.
No.
I didn't want to go to the store.
You stupid, man.
I'm like, I don't fucking know what I did wrong. I just want to go to the store. Bro, these kids, bro, they got it made, bro.
Hey, man.
What's the old shit you remember, like, growing up? Like
growing up?
Going outside was a privilege. Off top.
Nigga.
Going to the stove off top.
But see, that's what I'm saying. When I was growing up, I was the nigga that everybody came and got. Like, it wasn't fun until I came outside.
Okay.
I had all the toys, all the bikes, all the bullshit, yeah. All the walkie-talkies, all the guns, all the water guns, all the motherfucking power three-wheeler, four-wheeler shit. Scooters, everybody used to, man, all the Kikolo come outside. I ain't even woke yet. He ain't got his clothes on. He'll be out there in a minute. I used to make them niggas wait.
Lit.
Because they ain't know what I was coming out with. Yeah. I had options. Yeah. They ain't know if I was going to be on my big bike or my scooter or my motherfucking big wheel. Or I might even pull out my four-wheeler, my power wheel four-wheeler, or I might even hit them niggas with my power wheel three-wheeler. I had the three-wheeler and the four-wheeler. Nigga, I was living ghetto magnet.
Oh, you had a you
skateboard.
Had a great.
Nigga, I had 22 wrestling men with a ring, 100 G.I. Joes, 200 Nintendo tapes. As anybody I grew up with, nigga, we was ghetto rich.
Damn.
Ghetto rich. I still got over 200 Nintendo tapes at my mama house.
Nigga, I had to wait.
I had to go back and look at my childhood to be like, nigga, we was ghetto magnet. Me and my brother used to shit on them poor ass niggas.
Nigga, I used to wait 3-4 years. If I wanted something,
I got it 3-4 years later.
Nigga, we had enough every time they had WrestleMania, we had enough men figures to know how to shit. We used to simulate the shit. We had this nigga just over there. We had all the shit. All the Ninja Turtles and all their different outfits.
See, I had a board with 2 wrestling men.
We had a Ninja Turtle van.
That was it.
Anybody who grew up in the early 90s would tell you what it was like to have a motherfucking real live Ninja Turtle van with a top come off and then all the doors open, nigga, and the wheel pop, and then you could hang all the... Man, shit was gangster.
Damn.
Me and my brother was living.
Y'all had it.
We had it. BB guns.
I remember when scooters came out. I got my scooter
footballs
later.
Footballs and shit.
Bro, I got my scooter later, bro. Let me tell you what happened with me, bro.
I was one of the first niggas in the hood. I had my scooter so long before everybody else had theirs.
I got my scooter
later. They thought
later.
My shit was from Japan or some shit.
Nigga, my I got shit my was scooter so clean. Later. Nigga, everybody on bikes now. And I'm the only one with the scooter. So everybody be gone. Now, the scooter only lasts 4 to 5 minutes, bro. We riding 2-3 hours. Get what? Lil Jon stupid ass. Then got stuck because my scooter, my battery died.
I'm going to tell you how I got my scooter first in the hood. My grandma used to play cards, right? She said, if I win at the card game tonight, I'm going to buy you a scooter. She won, nigga. We got up that morning, got my motherfucking scooter. I picked it out. That bitch was blue with the white tires, with the brakes on that bitch.
Crazy.
Nigga, I was going crazy in that bitch. When I pulled up and I got up early that morning. I was outside before everybody posted up with that bitch. Can I ride your scooter? Hell no. Skirted off on them niggas fast as hell. Hit my brakes. Rode all the way back around. I ain't even ride by them niggas.
Got the hell on.
Got the on my scooter, nigga.
Ain't bullshit.
Rode that bitch about 2 hours, went and put it up. Came back out on my motherfucking Huffy.
Oh, you the nigga.
Huffy with the black. It was blue with black tires, nigga.
Oh, you the nigga.
Come on, man.
I ain't give all my shit to later.
Did 3 laps in that bitch and put it up.
Mm-mm. I ain't get all my shit to later. That shit just pissed me off. That shit just pissed me all around.
Come on, man. We was doing it. These niggas couldn't even play kickball unless I let them use my ball, bro. Sometimes I ain't even play. I just used to watch my ball. Hey, don't kick my ball like that. I was petty as a kid. That's why I'm a good comedian. I just thought about all this shit, bro.
That's crazy.
Bro, football game, they got to come get me. You know why?
Because you got the football.
I got the real football. They don't want to play with the Nerf.
Damn. You the man.
Can we see your football? No. But I'm the captain, though.
Oh, you one of them niggas.
Yes.
Come out with the football. Yes, and they play football, y'all. Let's do it.
It's either that or play with that whack-ass Nerf ball.
Come on, man. We need another captain. Ooh, else captain? Man.
I got the biggest yard. If I say no, you got to play in the little yard.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Knock on your door. You already know what time it is.
Petty ass Carlo. Guy got all the shit. Say no to me. Watch you have a terrible week because you ain't got nothing to play with.
That shit is cracking.
Your punishment is for you to go home and play with your toys. I didn't cut you off. It's 22 wrestling men. I don't have 22 friends. That means we got 4 or 5 wrestling men apiece. Fucking with me. Can you spend the night? No, my birthday party lit. We got Pizza Hut coming all night long. It's 3-4 pizza deliveries. We got 22 movies. We about to watch movies till we throw up.
We got me reminiscing my mom. I got her child.
Nigga. Birthday? 2 birthday cakes.
I just want to go to the store.
Shit. I grew up ghetto magnificent.
I just want to go to the store. I want to see my daddy.
I had hood credit when I was a kid. My auntie was the candy lady, bro. I could just, my face card been good.
Bro, you good, bro. You can smoke and get eat.
Man, walk up, auntie, hey, auntie, get the hood. Get you some off the table, babe. All the candy laid out on the table. Can I have a Reese's cup?
What?
Take your brother one.
What?
You know how old folk go to the bootleg?
I can't even get an ice cup. Well, give me a quarter. Nigga, we was balling.
Old folk go to the bootleg like a motherfucker. How can you go to the can lady?
My grandma was the bootleg lady. Yeah. Royal, bruh.
You just already had it in.
Mm-hmm.
I see what's going on.
She used to wait till Sunday and sell all the beer because all the stores, and when I was growing up, the stores didn't sell beer on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So she was selling beer all day. Ben had money.
My stand upstairs?
Who that? See, that's why we got a dip.
Motherfucker squeaking? They ain't got that fire on them.
That's enough about me, though. I've told you all the ghetto secrets.
Oh, that shit was lit.
Bruh.
I'm just saying, reminiscing like, damn, man, I used to play football and everybody, y'all, that shit be lit, bro.
Mm-mm. They used to have to come. I had real helmets and shoulder pads, bro.
What? God damn, Lo. Now you take it just too damn far.
Hey, man, I put my right hand
in the
God.
He had no real helmet and shoulder pads.
I put my right hand to God on all this, bro.
my right hand to God.
You have took it too damn far
you,
now.
Next time you
so
see
you
my dad.
So you coming out is Julio Jones.
Next time you
walking
see my,
in the middle of the street.
Next time you see my dad, ask him. Now, not only did I have a pair for me, I had three or four pair. Real shoulder pads, real helmets, real thigh pads, real cleats. Nigga, I had a guitar. I had four or five real drum sets. I was supposed to be a musician for real. Nigga, I had everything growing up.
This nigga is goddamn Bob Marley and Prince.
But we lived in the project. I don't get this. I had all kind of shit. I'm the only nigga that in my project that had a remote control car. When I took this shit outside, it blew niggas' mind. I bullshit you not. This was, I'm talking about one with no cord.
Yeah.
When niggas saw that shit go down the street, nigga, oh man, what the fuck is that? I ain't never seen. No, please, just let me touch that mother. I swear to God on my mama, bro. Damn. I swear to God.
Cause shit was like that, cause you know shit was new back then.
I know, but I'm saying, even though it was new, niggas had never seen it before.
Yeah, not in the hood, cause I ain't getting no remote control.
Bro, when Christmas,
until I played with somebody else. Shit.
When Christmas came, motherfuckers used to come over my house and play with my shit, and leave they shit at home. This is all shit, bro. Remember this clip. Next time y'all see my father, ask him. On Christmas Day, it be 20 motherfuckers at my house. My mama walk in my room and say, y'all ain't getting nothing for Christmas? Oh, yeah, we just like this. We came to watch Carlos play this Sega. I swear to God, I promise.
He in there like, yeah, nigga.
Man, they would come over my house. They would come over my house every Christmas just to see what I got. That's I'm gonna be one of your friends
and hit your blood too.
This is real. This might sound crazy as fuck, but I'm the only nigga that I know from my hometown that had a robot, nigga. A robot.
He ain't had no damn robot.
I swear to God, I had a robot, bro.
I take the shoulder pads, cause you probably played on a couple teams and you probably had a pickup truck and you stole some shoulder pads.
Watch this.
I can understand that. He ain't had no goddamn robot.
Okay.
He had them in the plugs to plug up all their electricity.
Watch this shit.
All them goddamn games. I'm gonna prove robots this shit. You gotta prove me.
I'm gonna prove it. Courtyard. Hey, I'm recording the 85 South show right now. These niggas don't believe I had a robot when I was a kid.
First
tell
all,
these niggas, bro.
Courtyard.
I told you, nigga.
With a remote control.
Yard, when I was a kid. Yard.
You done called the damn robot. That's what
Yard.
You called.
When I was a kid, did I not have a real helmet, real shoulder pads, real thigh pads when we played football? Told these niggas, bro. I was just telling these niggas about how many toys I had. They think I'm bullshit. Did I not have 20 wrestling men action figures when we was kids, nigga?
That's at the least.
Every one of them.
Carlos had a real drum set, and you know, like the Muppet Baby Duke, Carlos come through the middle of the drum like animal.
I told these, they do not believe my life, dog. They don't believe. This shit is Yard, on Christmas. Yard, how many niggas came over my house on Christmas to see what I got?
I don't believe that robot shit.
That everybody in the whole neighborhood at my house just to see what I got for Christmas. Nigga, I had real boxing gloves. I had real boxing gloves, like six pair.
Yeah, he had a pair of Mike Tyson autograph on it. Wasn't no real Mike Tyson autograph, but it had Mike Tyson.
Come on, man. I had a Michael Jackson karaoke machine.
He said it wasn't no Mike Tyson, but it was Michael.
Yard. This is the last thing I'm going to ask you, nigga. Will you tell these niggas that I had a bike, a scooter, a power wheel, three-wheeler, and a four-wheeler, and a motherfucking big wheel?
He had all that.
Thank you very much. These niggas don't, they think I made up my life. I told these niggas I was project rich when I was growing. Nigga, this nigga DC still don't believe I had a robot, bro. This nigga DC still don't believe I had a robot, bro.
What the goddamn wine coming out his ass?
Come on, man. Come on, man. With the remote to go to this nigga. And the motherfucker was taller than me.
He had that old foot robot.
Come on, bro. You had a 4-foot robot. Nigga, bro. I had a real motherfucking robot. I told
what
you.
What he was doing?
Man, it was just a fucking robot, nigga. That motherfucker would go all around the room, nigga. It was shit you could do to it. Come on, man.
You had some shit that was walking.
Yes, my nigga. I told you. This was in goddamn 85, 86. All right, man. I'll holler at you later, y'all.
Yeah, I just touched the Georgia line. I'm off with that.
Bet.
Yeah, boy, your folks had some good cocaine back in the day, boy.
Bruh.
Good.
They make sure you was crazy.
My life, I give every part of my, everything I tell you, nigga, either happened or it's about to happen.
So when they got po-po?
We ain't never been po. I ain't never been po. Like, we always lived in the project and we always stayed in the hood. Okay. But I always had more shit than every kid in the neighborhood.
Okay, you your folk was like, I'm gonna make sure my baby ain't gonna feel the living of being in the project.
That's what I be telling you, man. My mama was my mama stayed in the hood because she was a hustler. And my daddy was just a real street nigga. He was the type of nigga be shooting dice, shooting pool. Like, he ain't never really fuck with the job too tough, but he always was straight.
Yo, why? He gonna have some money.
But he ain't never sold dope. He just was a street nigga who know how to get money in the hood. Mm-hmm. Always on a hustle, bro. So, yeah. My whole family like that. That's why I ain't never get to sell dope and shit like that. Because all my folks really stole all the dope. And they was like, no, don't do that.
Yo, do
you don't
else.
Get. You can't even, don't nobody, ain't nobody even going to sell you the dope. Because
they
know,
already know it's us.
It's us. So, no. They was like, if I see you with some dope, I'm going to ask you who you got it from. And I'm at, because.
And I'm going
to
beat their ass.
And I was a young nigga, so I got up out that bitch. And then, you know, came to Georgia and was like, I'm about to do this comedy shit.
Come on, baby. Because
if I stay around here, now I'm grown. They can't tell me what to do. And ain't no opportunities around this bitch, so I left. I had to go make some.
And now you're doing Joe, slanging them Joe.
Hey, man, tell these folks some shit before we get the fuck out of here, man. Hey, we've been talking for a long time.
We working. Shit, they better get the motherfucking tickets, I'll tell you that.
Any projections? Anything you want to say? Bruh, before we leave, we got to talk about how live our live shows are. We're sitting everybody trying to goddamn snatch the format. Yo. Speak on how live the 85 South
Show. I mean, what they see is what is been done and what's being happening. You know what I'm saying? It's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were, I guess, however that shit just came out, however, what you see is what's going on and what's happening.
What would you say is your favorite live show moment?
FAMU.
Mm-hmm.
It was my favorite live show moment, but I can't say that. I want to say that was my live. That was my favorite live show moment as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, damn, look what we done did. You feel me? Like, right. Even though the love, you know what I'm saying, we all again. It was just like, bro, we did this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this some 85 South Show shit. Like, this shit lit. You feel me? But I can't say what's one of my favorite moments because I done had a special connection with every city we done been in.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think the Huntsville was a kind of like, was some, like, we was in our bag. I don't know what the hell. That show that started. Was that Huntsville?
Birmingham.
Who, Birmingham? I just get Alabama confused. Yeah, all that the same.
All of it.
But
we stay in the bag.
That start-on was just like, shit. You know what I mean? We just created magic every show. Like, every show was so new. And then we just had magic, you know what I mean?
We were going so hard. We had three shows.
We had three shows, but we went crazy on all three. You know what I'm saying?
They showed us that love that made that
they
happen.
They did. They did. But I feel like all the cities, it's like, I got to show love to all the cities. Because like, we had that moment.
They be watching them, and now they be like, they ain't going to show more love than us.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. And y'all got to come out and we're going to give it to you.
We been loved them.
But I feel like every city give us that special.
We love each and every one of y'all. A lot of cities just love y'all. I love all the cities that we touch down. I do too.
Because y'all come out and sell them bitches out.
I do too. I love all the fine women that comes in.
Yeah, yeah. I love all the cougars that come out, especially your crowd.
Oh, my God.
I love your crowd. My crowd, they young and ratchet.
Yes.
That cool. I love them motherfuckers that your age. And by
50. I ain't 50, but I know, goddamn. But, I mean, the motherfuckers gonna watch this and think I'm 50. Goddamn it, DC. I'm that goddamn.
Look, 50-year-old be coming out. They be like, because you still a young nigga to them.
Exactly.
You feel me? So they be like, I wasn't.
You see how that shit work? I'm a young nigga to some bitches somewhere too.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, when you bring them out, they like, what else that? I'm like, this
you
bro
a young,
say,
young nigga. I'm yeah. just a young nigga.
Like, they looking for a yeah. young nigga. They ain't looking yeah. for a young nigga. They like, no.
Chicken tenders, chicken nuggets.
I'm like, uh-uh, man. Come here, man. Put it on, but yeah, man. I feel like I'm just ready for the next shows, for the next city that we got coming up.
We
got
to go to Dallas. Dallas. We got it. We coming. If y'all don't cool the fuck out.
We coming, Dallas.
Dallas, oh man, we ain't been to Dallas. It's turning to threats now.
For real?
Yeah. One nigga inbox me was like, oh, so you niggas only do shows down south.
Nigga, that's everywhere. That's on, everybody. Man. I had people at Pittsburgh. We ain't gonna bring the Pittsburgh. We ain't going. Did I have niggas who we would just leave the
motherfuckers
state?
Motherfuckers is hitting.
We just left.
That they know we ain't coming to.
We ain't coming to New Orleans,
Lake City, Utah. That probably ain't.
I feel like we gonna go to Utah, man. If we get a snow, edition, 85 South Show Snow Edition. Bruh. What do I do, man? We gonna snowboard,
bro.
Let us snowboard.
This all the shit we need to do. We need to go to a guy. We need to do about a 3-day weekend at a ski lodge. We need to go on a cruise.
I'm with that.
We need to go to Africa, first of all.
Got to hit the motherland.
We
got to
go somewhere with some fine-ass women. I don't know where it is. We got to take a sad chick somewhere or something. Preferably some ones who got their own money.
Mm-hmm.
So they could take us. So we could really feel successful.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
We got to do some shit on a beach somewhere.
I'm with that.
We need to go to somebody's family reunion, or we need to throw a cookout or some shit. We need to do something with
that
a barbecue.
Wanna do?
Yeah, some shit outside.
Or we just push up on one.
Block party or something.
Go to the hood right quick. Go to the project.
We need to do a show in a little dispensary. That'll be
that.
Like a little small intimate show. Probably
I'm
about
with that.
30 people or something. Just do like a live show in front, maybe with like 10 or 15 or something. Just record a podcast in a dispensary and try all their weed.
And we got.
That'll be a dope ass thing. We should go to a Six Flags when it get back hot, bro. That'll be funny as a month.
You too old to go to Six Flags.
You are?
You, nigga.
Nigga, I go.
You ain't riding no ride. Not
nigga,
that
I ride
bad.
All that shit. How you gonna tell me how old I am?
Man, after that fur heel, you gonna be like, oh, I ain't getting no damn nothing wrong.
I'm gonna be on that bitch holding my
nuts. No, old nigga be like, but it ain't last ride. Like, yeah, this my last ride
right here. Holding my nuts like this, bro.
Hey, but I'm telling you, bro, a roller coaster different, OG. Hey, man.
How old you think I am?
You about 30
something? I'm 35.
Yeah. I'm tired of the roller coaster. And I know if I'm tired, you ain't, but. Your tolerance
that
after
old.
That first roller coaster, you gonna be like, look, I'm gonna go buy the photo cake.
Nigga, I'm 35. I do the same shit. I just go to sleep out there.
All the old nigga find turkey legs and photo cake. Nigga, I'm gonna go buy the turkey leg and a photo cake.
Nick, first of all, anybody tell you when you 30 and up, you gonna eat before you leave anyway. That's the
hey, man.
Because we can't just eat everything. We're shit.
Carlo be eating all the wrong shit. He hot as hell. They got orange juice. You like, nigga, orange juice? And a funnel cake?
No, nigga.
What you high for?
Hey, man, stop putting out false information, nigga. I don't drink orange juice.
Yeah, they my last one right here.
I don't drink orange juice, nigga. Or lemonade. Hell no.
You don't drink orange juice?
Hell no. Orange juice is terrible for acid reflux.
Oh, I got acid reflux, but I definitely drink.
I do not drink orange juice. Fuck that shit.
I can't eat hot. I can't eat no hot.
I used to try to be hard headed and drink orange juice. But
hey, the Breakfast Club interview about to hit 3 million views.
What do you mean the Breakfast Club is only at 3 million views? That's it? No, I'm just playing.
Shit, at 3 million.
Bro, you fuck with the Breakfast Club.
We went nuts on that bitch.
For real?
We went nuts on
that. That shit was funny.
I fought with Breakfast Club. Man.
I think I've watched it about 30,000 times, my damn self.
Yeah, you did your shit on that motherfucker.
No, you was doing your shit.
I was
chilling. Bruh, that shit
was bro. You was doing your shit on them.
Man.
$3 million, that shit look good.
You fuck with it. I fuck with the $3 million. Yeah. Shout out to everybody who fuck with us now.
Shout out, man. It. You know what I mean? All the people that come forward with you. Yeah, boy, you did.
Yeah, boy. And then, bro, I had posted a clip today. Give me some of that pussy, baby.
You did.
Give me some of that pussy, girl. People fucking with it again. For some
I be hearing
the
Roach song everywhere I go.
Everybody had a Roach. Yeah. Bro, you was killing. Because you was singing your ass off on that
shit.
That
shit was so crazy. Help me.
That nigga said, I remember I seen a roach failed in a candle.
In a who?
You see, saw the roach fail in the candle, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga. He was burning, nigga, looking at me like, nigga.
That nigga was looking at me like, yo, help me.
That shit hilarious, bro.
I'm like, no, motherfucker. You finna swim today, bitch. In that good ass jacuzzi bag.
Hey, man. We've had a lot of hits in this.
Yes, we did.
9-2 a.m. Rebel Radio.
Jesus on the way. Jesus on the way.
Hey, man. This is a trap, though. You think the next studio gonna let us cut up like this?
I don't know, because the mic is broke. I'm damn near chasing
the
mic.
Bro, look at my shit. My shit would look like it was on Reading Rainbow.
Nigga, I'm over here chasing
the mic. This microphone looked like, we interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin. Looking ass mic.
Nigga, I've been chasing this mic the whole damn time.
Hey, man, what type of hoes you like for the 2019?
2019.
What type of hoes you want for the 19?
Regular bitches, man.
What is regular?
Just cute and fade, man.
Just woke up this morning just looking how she looked.
Mm-hmm. Just cute and fade, man.
Bro, that's amazing.
Cute and fade, got a job. Staying out my way, man.
Like, what kind of job? You don't think that's going to get annoying?
What?
Her job.
No, I want a bitch to work.
But what if she got a bullshit job and you know she ain't making no money?
And then that when you boss up.
You going to boss up? But what if she don't have no boss skills? She just be lost.
That mean that ain't that when you just go on to the next one.
Damn.
Everybody can't be saved, man. Everybody can't grow with you.
You right. You right.
You know what I mean? No matter how you like a bitch, you like, God, this bitch
don't
listen.
Hey, don't it be sad sometimes to see women choose the whole life, though? I done seen niggas in the boat like, just give me your hand. And she be like, no. And then you find out this bitch can kind of swim a little bit just enough to get to the next nigga boat.
That's all she do. They just want to, they want the fad life.
Why is that shit so?
Because you got to think about it. The Instagram done made it look good.
Instagram,
you know,
is
saying?
A bitch. Instagram got everything fucked
and
up.
And lame niggas with money got shit fucked up too. Because they had them whole get thinking. Because they be doing all this sucky shit with them lame niggas.
But this the thing about it though. Even now, with the social media, the lame niggas with money, they do lame shit in public to try to make it seem okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now that they done made lame shit socially acceptable.
Mm-hmm. But then you got other people who accept that shit. I be right up on the lame ass comment like, but I see you, boy.
We living in a time of sucker shit.
And you know what time that means? We just need to take him to church. Jesus on the way. Jesus on the way.
Listen, this is the 85 South Show. We don't know where you get your salvation from, but just get you some.
Please.
Let me talk to the motherfuckers for a minute, DC.
Talk
it's
to
been
him.
A minute.
I'm out.
Where you going?
Home.
Fuck it. Me too. I'm out too. Fuck it. We out. Ain't shit else to say. You heard what we said. Now, if we have to come back in here and do it again, it's all your fault. God damn it. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck
up.
Shut the fuck up.
You tired as hell.
Shut up.
Can't even keep up with everybody?
Yes, the fuck I can.
You gotta keep looking for
Why
Carlos.
Why you walking
Carlos
so
here?
Goddamn fast?
Hey, Lowe's always key. Hey, man, I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's so fucked up.
I got to pee, man.
We been here 20 minutes. This nigga done peed four times. Every time we get out of road, girl, he gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, wait for y'all bathroom.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had.
Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.